Jeff.
I'm hesitant to play the whole song because we might lose him in this parking lot out there. Jeff Stein is our national and presidential expert, noted author. Can find his books at Next Chapter Books. Iowa Politics Report, Iowa Business Report comes from KXEL. Where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'll have a quarter pounder with cheese. I was at a meeting at the University of Northern Iowa, an institution of higher learning, and I'm in a parking lot outside a building. So it is stable, and there is no come and go. And is, no quick star.
Is there a Casey's? What's closer, a Casey's or a come and go right now?
In Iowa, there's always a Casey's close
Damn
by.
Damn it.
It doesn't matter where you're at, right?
Patrick wins 5. All right. So this week, I was just going on a little rant there, as I do. And I was talking about.
Really?
Oh, I know. I was talking about the fact that what's funny to me is these Republicans today who frantically were trying to prevent their phone records from being seen. And now that we see what was really going on, that not only was there support for 1-6, there was a calls for martial law to be declared before Trump walked out of the White House, something that only didn't happen because the military is like, there's no way in hell we're going to go with that. You have these notes that are coming on out. And the entire Republican narrative now is, I don't recall sending that tweet. I don't recall this. And, I know that they clearly have been practicing. It was only when Marjorie Taylor Greene had evidence that she had done these things that all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's right. Now I remember. Yes, I did call not Nancy Pelosi every bad word in the book. You're right. I did do that. I thank gosh my memory jogged there. So, it really is kind of a sad state where this country is at right now.
Well, here's what you need to know about all of it. And it was the GOP caucus with Kevin McCarthy today.
Yes.
Now, here's how I understand the story. Kevin McCarthy said in a closed-door caucus that included Liz Cheney, who very well may have been the one to record it, legally, nothing's illegal here, but he basically floated the option of the president resigning after 1-6. And all of these things that he flat out denied the week before. And then here came the tape. So they had the closed-door caucus of the Republicans where you've got McCarthy having a problem with the truth, which we understand is not new. Supposedly, the caucus gave him a standing ovation after he talked about the whole issue. Now, if that doesn't tell you where the party is at, nothing else will, because you've got people like Gates and Taylor Greene going to Ohio to campaign for J.D. Vance, who got the endorsement of Donald Trump. Clearly, McCarthy wasn't on Team Trump during that phone call, but he's apparently smoothed everything over enough. Good luck by, and I don't mean to impugn this business, because my family was in the auto business for years, but McCarthy is the worst used car salesman, and he could very well be the next Speaker of the House.
Well, I don't think he's going to be the Speaker of the House. I think that there's enough of an upswell that wants to place Trump in there. And as a matter of fact, I don't know why Democrats across the country aren't putting that on the offensive that, like, I'll give a great example. Pete Stauber up in Minnesota 8, Republican, fairly, still easily Democrats could win that district, making Stauber go on the record saying, oh, I would never place Donald Trump in as Speaker of the House, or I'm for it. I mean, I think that if the Democrats hammered away on that more, I think that very realistic reality that Trump could become the Speaker of the House, that I think that would be enough to probably cost the Republicans the House.
Well, Trump gave them cover already by saying he's not interested. And so if you were to press a Republican, they would say, well, it's a moot point. President Trump's not interested in being Speaker. So, I don't deal in fantasy. I mean, that's the cover that they would have. But to your point, why not hold their feet to the fire a little more? Because if, in fact, McCarthy, who many have not trusted for a long time, if he is coming undone at this early stage, it's a fair question. Think of it this way, Matt. How many Democrats have been asked, would you support Nancy Pelosi in another term as Speaker? It came up last time. Don't you think it'll come up this time? I mean, obviously, why wouldn't people ask Republicans about their choice for Speaker? And why not make it McCarthy versus Trump and just see what people say?
Well, and two things. First of all, Trump has also said he doesn't want his Twitter account back. Oh, sweet Lord, please. He wants that back on Twitter like you wouldn't believe. That being said, the Democrats just, for some reason, have a very hard time of saying, wow, look, the Republicans did this and they had a lot of success. Let's not do that. Let's do something far more complicated and diluted that no one will understand. And then we'll see what we can win with that. And you're like, oh, Jesus, really? But, you know, this is low-hanging fruit. I mean, if they went out, I mean, because the Republicans want Trump. There are a lot of Republicans that want him as Speaker of the House because it also puts him in the line of succession for the presidency. And then all of a sudden, and think about what we're talking about here. If the Republicans control the House, the Republicans control the Senate, they bring up Biden and Kamala Harris on fraud charges and say, we need to throw them out. They're going to be impeached. We've got to throw them out, send it up to the Senate. Next thing you know, they've had the coronation of Trump for a second term.
Well, it's a nice little fantasy, and
is it a fantasy or is it? Because I can tell you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louie Gohmert, Paul Gosar, Jim Jeffers, Rand Paul, none of these guys, I think this is a fantasy for. I think they would love to be able to do that.
Well, how about it's their fondest dream at night? Do you want that one? I mean, that's we can go that direction, but here's the thing with Trump on Twitter. Worst thing for Trump is to have a way to get on Twitter, because do you know how much money he has tied up? And obviously, like with most things, it's not his money, but in Truth Social, which has the Truth Social, Matt, has a worse rollout than CNN Plus. Okay. Mm-hmm. People were on waiting lists. They can't get on the service. I literally, in the meeting I was just in, a young woman, probably about 25 years of age, she's in marketing. She signed up for Truth Social because she had heard about it. She apparently did not know it was tied to Trump. She just heard this was a lot of people are talking about this social media. So she signed up. She was on a waiting list for 4 months. She got on it this week. They finally got around to it with her iPhone. I say that because Android users can't even use it yet. She said, there's nobody on it. Why would anybody do this? And you've just hit upon why Donald Trump says, well, no, I'm going to stick with Truth Social. Because he got a bunch of investors. He recruited Devin Nunes to give up a pretty safe congressional seat to preside over this sinking ship. He's got to say that, or else it's going to be fraud with his investors, and he's got enough with a contempt of court finding in New York.
There are so many people that are willing to fall on swords for that guy that I don't know if he would be in too much trouble. But I think, too, I mean, I can understand your point on that. This is a guy who wants validation, and he's not getting it on his mm-hmm. He's not getting it on his social media site. And, you know, they said the minute Elon Musk bought Twitter, all these Republican Congress people got tons of new followers, and a lot of the Democrats lost followers. I knew a lot of people that were saying, I'm done, I'm bye. They're heading over to, I don't know, Discord and Snap. I have no idea what the hell half these things are, but they're on these other sites. It doesn't mean, I don't necessarily think that he is, but I know he wants to come back because let's face it, that was his golden age. That was when he could go on out there and every tweet was reported as news by the news media. He controlled the news cycles. Right. He was able to do that. And, you know, that's the validation he wants to have back again.
Oh, he certainly does. But I think number one is he'd rather make money off of it. And that's through where apparently he has ownership in this Truth Social. Now, if he does not have a great financial interest, well, sure, different story. The thing about these Twitter followers, I don't know how many people on the right, some of them claimed they were thrown off of Twitter. Some just simply left. The minute Musk shook hands with the board of Twitter, they all yelled, hey, I'm back on Twitter.
Yeah.
He doesn't own it yet, you idiots, first of all. But second, this variation of followers, you now have this conspiracy of all of these people on the right who stayed on Twitter saying, what do you know? I've got this big increase in followers. They must have, you know, taken off the throttling down of my account. Or maybe your devotees thought it was safe to come back. Could be that, too. It might not be something sinister at Twitter. The whole thing is just getting in the way of actual issues. Yeah. But that's what has become the parlor game these days.
And reality, that's what become the Republican Party today. Marjorie Taylor Greene is becoming more of a rising star. And her followers love her even more for sitting there and saying, I don't recall. I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember. Even when they had proof positive she had. And now you got this text where she was encouraging martial law before Biden took office. I mean, that's where there is a substantial portion of the Republican Party that were like, we're done with democracy. We can't stand Trump lost. We are willing to overthrow the government to make sure that we stay in power forever. And that is some scary stuff, man.
Well, and to the point about Congresswoman Taylor Greene, as a lawyer, I don't want my client making declarative statements under oath. If you deny something and they've got documentation that wasn't brought forward because you didn't actually think there was documentation, that's called perjury. By saying, I don't recall, it sounds a lot better than taking the Fifth Amendment. So they are akin to the same things, but you do have to say, how stupid are you if you don't recall these key facts? See, a person on the stand like that can't win, Matt, because if they say something and it's proven false, they're cooked for perjury. If they say, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment, everybody assumes that they're guilty. If they say, I don't know, then they sound too stupid to be serving in a deliberative body. The key is just don't put yourself in that situation, and she gladly puts herself in that situation all the time.
Moving away really quick, just on Russia here, because I want to make sure. I think one of the things that's happened in the last few days, it's kind of been pushed to the side. Russia's now is claiming that they're being attacked, or they're going after another former Russian province, Moldova, I believe it was, and then they've also shut down the gas pipelines to Poland and Bulgaria. This does not seem like it's ramping down, even though Ukraine has become kind of quagmire for them. This does seem like a major escalation across the board that they are trying to, there definitely is a larger plan.
Anyone who thought that Russia was going to walk away from this fight without some sort of face saving just doesn't know history, doesn't know Putin, doesn't know what dictators do. He obviously thought he could crush Ukraine. That didn't happen. So he's going to make them pay for it, and he's going to make any of their friends pay for it. And it starts with bombings for the home country. It continues with turning off the gas. I mean, this is not going to end anytime soon, so long as he has a shred of power. Anybody who thinks that he's weakening, they're probably wrong, Matt.
Well, I will say this. His military is not exactly top-notch. He does have nukes, though, which is a different story. But if it came into a military war fight, I have no problem with the U.S. Army. They would destroy them because that Russian military is not looking very strong at all. Jeff Stein, once again, I'll put the Iowa Politics Report out there. Jeff, I appreciate you calling in from the parking lot. We'll talk to you next week. Hour 2 is coming up next.